They say that the holidays are the times when miracles occur, when magic is in the air and anything can happen. It's also a statistical fact that the holidays are the time when people feel bitter disappointments and reach the bottom of depression. As you can see, the holidays are a double-edged sword, and that, in a nutshell, sums up my feelings towards the Triangle Player's latest production, Comfort and Joy. It's not that the play itself is bad, even though it takes a little while to get cooking. Even though there is some witty dialogue in the first act, the play sort of lumbers along. It's not the actor's fault. In fact, I rather enjoyed Ford Flanagan as the fairy. Flanagan, once again, shows his versatility as he assumes several roles throughout the play, allowing the audience to see those important scenes that were just outside of the scope of the play. I especially enjoyed Starlet Knight in her role of Doris Dobson, a straight-talking, no-nonsense gal from Texas who wants the finest heterosexual life for her gay son. See, she's never really cottoned to that phase he's been going through for the past 28 years or so. And now she's meeting her son's partner for the first time. And it's her first Christmas as a widow. Knight has impeccable comic timing and is a fearless performer. The other actors are good. T. Ross Edgen as the depressed Victor whose marriage is breaking up. Trevor Kimball as the gay son trying desperately to climb the business ladder, be true to his partner, and make his mother happy. Keith Fitzgerald as the love interest, and Hilary Beard as Gina Pirelli, the long-lost sister, with a little secret. They're all okay, but just okay. The energy just didn't seem to come together at the level I was expecting. On the technical side, David Alan Ballas has fashioned a terrific set, especially given the intimate setting that is the Triangle Players. Charlotte Scharf's costumes are functional, although Flanagan's costume is terrific, and one of the dresses that Knight wears is absolutely stunning. Jennifer Rhee's lights are solid, and even Constance Sisk's sound is crisp and well-chosen. Director Amy Berlin has fashioned a workable play, but somehow to me it just came up a little short. It's almost as if playwright Jack Hefner thought to himself, what kind of stereotypes can I throw together at Christmas in order to wring out a few laughs and a little sentimentality? Hefner is normally a very strong writer, and I've enjoyed several of his plays over the years, but this one ends up feeling a little forced and cliched. Still, Comfort and Joy wrangles a recommendation for Flanagan and Knight. Flanagan works a crowd like few others can, and his earthy fairy grounds the play and makes us believe that some wishes can come true. Knight, on the other hand, is the protective dragon, trying hard to do right by her son while holding on to the dream she's carried with her for so long. I look forward to seeing what's next for this talented performer. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.